any book given to you by anyone, not necessarily the author. If you've been made a present of, say, A Life of J.R.R. Tolkien, and don't like the look of it, write at once to say how delighted you are to have it, how much you look forward to reading it, put it on a shelf, and after a decent interval, take it to the Oxfam shop. You may, of course, treat Dawdling by the Danube in exactly this way if it has been forced upon you by some well-meaning friend. The Romantic Road, 1997, with Digressions and Deviations. That I rode my bicycle in Germany and Austria, first of all in Bavaria and then along the banks of the Danube, is due to a German couple who I met in Greece. We had all pitched up on our bicycles in a pleasant hotel called the Alsos in an unattractive town called Skala on the Peloponnese. They had spotted me somewhere along the route earlier in the day, and as I entered a taverna that evening, they waved me over to join them at their table. We conversed in a triangular sort of way, because he understood but did not speak English, whereas she did both, so she and I talked and he listened. They were both keen cyclists, and he was, I gathered, a successful lawyer,